This is Audible.
How long, Mordulus?
60 seconds. Omnis sancto salutant apparatus. The volcano cannon is in perilous excess of safe operational margins.
Long-range Auger arrays reports the enemy is converging on our position, sir. Our power output has been detected.
Understood, Benedek. Vox Kandal and tell him our situation. We're too exposed here.
Yes, sir. Colonel Kandal, this is Super Heavy Epsilon 5, requesting immediate support. I repeat!
Lieutenant, I beseech thee. The soul of Titansbane must be soothed and placated. More its anguish is...
I know the situation, engines here, and have no time for a philosophical debate. Charge the refractor!
Yeah, come along, Mordulus. Pray harder. Hold your tongue, you disrespectful girl. What's the matter, Tarawot? Concern they'll upset your precious machine god. You Paragonians are all the same.
Keep your mouth shut, Prond. Concentrate on getting us safely away from here once we have made the shot.
I'll do my job just fine, Lieutenant, if I'm not distracted by deluded, self-righteous fools. You shall pay for your lack of faith, Gideon.
Prond, that's enough! Gunner, recheck range to target and refraction index.
At once. Honored Lieutenant.
20 seconds to full capacitor charge. All creates the only power from the present dynamo. The refraction unit awaits the divine power of the beta setting.
Auger is detecting multiple targets closing in our position. Target designated Alpha 2 is engaging our combined armor. Colonel Kendall reports he can only spare two tanks.
We'll have to provide our own cover until they arrive.
Sir, might I remind you of defensive pattern protocol in this situation?
I am fully aware of protocol. Calculate best solutions for approaching enemy.
Yes, sir. Transferring targeting data to our remote gunner. It should be on your scope now, Broker.
Data received. All weapons are live and tracking.
Fire!
Annihilate them, cousin!
Capacitors fully charged. Commencing power transfer to the sacred refraction unit. Unless it is the only sire.
Sir, two Kyrian Lehman Russ are approaching. Correction. One. New targets detected.
I see them. Auto-tracking is failing on the port sponson. Switching to manual. The forward guns are overheating.
Target Alpha 2 is advancing in our position. It is readying weapons.
Power transfer successful. Refraction unit fully charged. Glory be to the only sire.
At last. Final safety's off.
Acknowledged.
Tarawat! The weapon is released to your control.
All praise the Emperor's wrath.
Venetic, report.
One shield has collapsed, but the Titan still stands. Enemy's ranging augurs are active.
Re-engage reactor with drive units.
Reactor fluctuating, Lieutenant. The machine spirit's humors are unbalanced. Recoupling will be delayed.
His humors will be vaporized alongside ours if he doesn't hurry.
Enemy is accelerating. We've got 30 seconds before we enter its firing arc.
Power shunts to defensive weapons are oscillating, sir.
Initiating direct coupling to power transfer network. Lord Adonis Makino.
If your beseeching doesn't work, perhaps taking a mallet to it will. Prond, if you say one more word, I will tear that blasphemous tongue from your head.
Enough! Mordulus!
Titan is in range and is bringing weapons to bear. A thousand curses upon them.
Motive coupling's engaged. Power is available to the drive chain. We give thanks to the divine munificence of the God Machine.
Praise be!
Driver, go!
Titan's Bane by Chris Downs. Performed by Penelope Rawlings, Ken Bradshaw, Cliff Chapman, Steve Conlin, Matthew Hunt, and Andrew Wincott.
My spirit falls. My power fades. What vengeance can be gained in retreat?
The planet Zalzet, once a verdant, fertile jewel that fed billions of the Emperor's faithful. Its endless plains of crops are now ash, its forests infernal pyres to the memory of what existed before the cultists of Nurgle descended as a living plague.
Sir, Target Alpha 2's advance has been slowed by orbital bombardment, but the Titan has destroyed Keeper of the Gate.
That means we're the only Shadow Sword remaining.
Colonel Kandal and his crew sacrificed their lives to give us time. Yet more honored dead.
Fueled by the unbearable loss of our homeworld, The Cadian 75th Armored had thrown ourselves into battle alongside a hastily assembled coalition of tanks and troops. Our determination to show we were still an effective fighting force had perhaps removed the caution that should have been exercised given such a foe.
Are we out of enemy range yet?
Borga arrays report.
Krong! What?
Sorry, sir. A massive sinkhole appeared right in front of us. Velichek, what are you doing? Get the forward augers sweeping for instability.
Had our reconnaissance phase been less rushed, it might have revealed the cultists had more than one god machine in their armory. This was an error that I, Lieutenant Ferdal Quiller, commander of the Shadow Sword Titan's Bane, bitterly realized may cost us the campaign and the lives of my crew.
Lieutenant, we must stop so I may give succor to the machine spirit. Its suffering cannot go unheeded.
Stop until we're out of danger, Mordulus.
The reactor is spiking, Lieutenant. I am attempting to appease the machine spirit.
Acknowledged.
Even with the massed forces of the Militarum super heavies, I was experienced enough to know that destroying a Plague Lord-class Titan would be brutally challenging on the expansive plains. Zalzet's crops had turned to ruin from the pestilence spread by the Nurgle cultists, leaving us hideously exposed in the opening engagement.
We are out of the Titan's maximum firing range, Lieutenant. New orders coming in, switching Vox to private channel.
Belay that, Venicek. Acknowledge command, we stand ready to receive. I want everyone to hear what's coming.
Yes, sir.
It's the way things operate on my tank, Venicek.
The Allied task force had succeeded in destroying the first Titan, but at the cost of nearly half the Cadian armor. I'd come to Zalzat determined to assuage the guilt that ate at my soul, but as we'd fled our monstrous pursuer at top speed, I'd felt more wretched than ever. My Titan Hunter was now the hunted.
We must stop, Lieutenant, lest his distress results in terminal malfunction.
Waft some incense, anointed. Just do something, will you?
Blasphemer! Machina spiritum vereri, Mordulus. Let us pray together.
Titan's Bane was wounded, having taken a direct hit from a las cannon as the first Plague Lord-class Titan had fallen. By sheer bad luck, the shot drilled through the inches-thick plasteel at the tank's bow, killing Melphis, its original Cadian gunner, in an instant.
You ought to worship me, Terrawant. I'm the one who's saving your worthless Paragonian hide.
In the brief euphoria of victory over the Titan, my crew and I had exited the tank to patch the hole, only to be caught in the open as a second, undetected god machine rose from its hiding place beneath the waters of a miles-wide irrigation canal. My comms operator had been cut in two as he'd scrambled back aboard the Shadow Sword, and had it not been for the actions of the Imperial Navy's air cover, we would have all perished. Our escape had been a desperate scramble. While most of the surviving armor had eventually regrouped, there had been no time to rearm or restock the Shadow Sword, other than to recruit two non-Cadian replacements in order to return to the battle.
Final information received, Lieutenant.
Very well. Compile data and relay orders when ready.
Yes.
With not a single Mordian tank remaining, comms operator Aldo Venicek, sole survivor of his Baneblade crew, had gladly transferred to the Cadian ranks to fight the Nurgle hordes.
All crew, command reports the enemy Titan has retreated under orbital bombardment. It has suffered damage and is affecting repairs.
Prond, take us 40 degrees tank front. Reduce speed.
Acknowledged.
All remaining armor is to converge on Oxakale and take up defensive positions indicated.
Transmit to all stations, Venicek.
Transmitting now, sir. Driver! Depression forming dead ahead!
Seen it!
While I had no doubts regarding Venicek's abilities or his hatred of the enemy, Mordians clearly did things differently in their tanks, and the man was having difficulty adjusting to Cadian procedures. This, alongside his elaborate Mordian battle dress, continued to remind me that my second-in-command wasn't Cadian, but that wasn't my biggest problem.
Well, don't thank me all at once.
You don't deserve thanks. You are but a small component in the glorious complexity of the divine mechanism. Praise be the machine.
Lon Tarawot, the replacement first gunner, was.
Emperor, preserve me.
Or, more fairly, the attitude of my Cadian driver Kalo Prond to the devout Paragonian.
I will have you both up on charges if you break Vox protocol again. Understood?
Apologies, honored lieutenant. Honored lieutenant.
Tarawot, you're not in a Paragonian tank now. Lieutenant will do.
I'm losing power here.
Engine seer!
Deficit skeletons, lieutenant. We must halt so I can minister to the blessed machine.
Sir, more orders are coming in.
Proceed, Venetek.
A general retreat has been ordered to make way for Exterminatus. We must stand our ground at Oxarcaon and cover the evacuation.
Exterminatus? Then all is lost for Zalzat.
And so perish the Murgle Filth.
We'll be of no use if we cannot move or shoot when we get there. All stop! Alert command to our location and situation.
Yes, sir.
My spirit falls. My body fails. Shall Mars and Cadia both be consumed by despair?
Update, Venetek.
Two Lehman Ras and a Hydra from the 75th Cadian are inbound, sir. They will take up tactical positions as best they can. Not much of a defensive screen.
No, it's not. And the enemy Titan?
Repairs are continuing, but from what the Navy pilots say, it's not going to be long until it's on the move again. The Nurgle forces are regrouping and getting ready for the final advance on the city. Abominations!
I appreciate you Mordians have a real hatred of the enemy, Venetek. We all do. Don't let that cloud your judgment or color your actions.
Understood, sir. And apologies for my lack of familiarity with your operating procedures.
No need for apologies, Venetek. We're all having to make adjustments. How are the guns, Seldis?
Tracking is off on the port sponson, sir. And we used a lot of ammunition. Will we have time to rearm when we get to Oxarcaon?
Oh, hard to say. It's the last intact citadel on this accursed planet and has endured heavy bombardment. They might not have anything left to give us.
Understood. Sir?
Yes?
Well, it's Titan's Bane, sir. I've never known it to take so long to charge the volcano cannon or to transfer power to the motive units. Has it... he... lost faith in us? I mean, I've heard tales that the machine spirit chooses its commander, favors its crew.
And here I was thinking only the Adeptus Mechanicus and Paragonians worship the machine god.
You and I always offer prayers at the altar before battle. Even Prond does when he's feeling superstitious, but if Mordulus is right about the cannon and Titan's Bane spirit isn't responsible.
Now you listen to me. Don't concern yourself with the mindset of a machine. Worry about the fact we're in retreat again. Running again.
Beg your pardon, sir. I meant...
We need to focus, Brogan. We need to work as a crew, despite our losses. Right now, we are not. That means we're as much a danger to ourselves as the enemy is outside.
Lieutenant, I didn't mean...
I want those guns ready to fire. I will be damned if we're gonna fail our Cadian brothers again. Understood?
Understood, sir.
Its divine will be satisfied. Venerated are the conduits, for they are the veins bestowed by the omnicide of the body mechanical.
Engine seer, a word.
I stand ready to assist, Lieutenant.
What is the machine spirit telling you? We've lost more men and taken harder hits than that las beam to the front plating. What's the problem?
The problem, Lieutenant Quilla, is you.
What?
Tarawot, will you stop that bloody humming?
Since the fall of Cadia, your soul has become polluted with despondency. Titan's Bane despairs at your loss. It grieves with you. It looks to you and this crew to serve its holy mission.
Are you deliberately trying to distract me, Paragonian?
You have witnessed what we've been through, Mordulus. What we're still going through. How can I lift my mood when all we seem to do is fail? And now I'm saddled with half a crew I don't even know. We're all on top of each other. There's no room to move or breathe. This isn't a tank anymore. It's a pressurized container.
I said shut up!
Tarawat, see to your work. Unless you wish to exchange places with remote gunner Brogan on the command deck.
My apologies, honored lieutenant. It is a Paragonian tradition for the crew to sing during routine tasks. Different clans have their own...
Gleece? From what I've heard, when you're not inebriated on this stuff, you're challenging each other to duels over who's going to marry into which family.
You go too far, Cadian.
The offer of an exchange with Brogan extends to you too, Prond.
Understood, sir.
It is my job to keep these men functioning, Engineer. It is yours to ensure the well-being of this machine.
There is no veneration I can bestow, no succor to give that will truly placate him. I have done all I can. May the Omnissiah forgive my inadequacies.
Just how serious is the condition of the volcano cannon?
The maximum number of permissible discharges is 1,500. We are now at shot 1,728.
Last warning, Paragonian.
Can we use it or not?
The probability of catastrophic misfire at the next cycle is 98%.
So, there is a chance it will still fire successfully?
Yes. 2%.
So steady on the ramparts, lads, and fly our banners high. Weep not for those who fall today, for we shall never die.
That's it!
Get off me!
Damn it! That's enough!
What's going on?
Paragonian! Bloody silence!
Zero.
Cousin, what are you doing?
Enough! On your feet, now! If I thought I could get replacements, I would shoot you both right now.
Oh, come on, Ferdil.
Lieutenant to you, driver. If it wasn't bad enough that we're on the run, you two bring the fight in here. While it's not happening.
Honored Lieutenant.
Not happening!
You heard the woman, Tarawat.
Silence! You've always had a big mouth, Prond, but I've tolerated it because you're the best super heavy driver in the 75th. But seeing as there's only a handful of us left, that's not a big enough boast to protect you anymore.
What's good?
Either you control yourself, or I invite the Commissariat to join this excuse for a crew. I guarantee you won't get the warnings I've been giving you over the years. Just a bolt in the back of your head.
Lieutenant Quillo. I'm sure Kalo understands this is his last chance. We all live to serve, sir.
Is that the case, driver?
Absolutely, sir. For Cadia.
For Cadia. Tarawat, I want every circuit checked on the ranging system. Prond, look to the steering lever linkages. The turns were imprecise.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Sir, enemy forces on the move.
Lieutenant, it is vital I administer the Omnissiah sacraments to the machine spirit.
I thought you'd done all you can.
In here, yes. I must go outside and conduct a full inspection. The intake baffles require attention. Titan's Bane is in danger of suffocation.
What? Stand by. I'll send Brogan out to check it safe. Brogan, grab an inspection lamp and prepare to go outside. Mordulus needs the baffles inspected.
Yes, sir. With all the debris that's been flying about, I'd best take a look at the engine exhausts and atmospheric filter intakes, too. Last thing we need to do is overheat.
Good. Good thinking, lad. Venetek, tactical report.
Command reports. The Titan is static. Although there is considerable activity around the vile mechanism.
I'll bet there is. How could we have missed a second god machine? Someone needs to swing for this.
The Lord of Pestilence is well versed in deceit.
Brogan, are you ready?
Ready, Lieutenant.
Sir, enemy armor is heading our way.
Stand by, Brogan. I'm going to take a look from the cupola. Switching to Vox. Mordulus, Do we have enough power to get underway?
I would not recommend it until I have conducted my holy ritual.
You didn't answer my question, Engine Seer. Do we have enough power?
Minimal power is available, but I...
Brogan, open the main hatch. Be quick about it. Mortalus, ready yourself to go topside if it's clear. I'm opening cupola hatch.
I'm outside now. Moving aft. Incoming!
Mortalus, engage drive units! Damnation!
Break box! Tremendous car!
Seal the tank! Protocol Gamma!
The main hatch is open. Brogan is still outside.
Cousin, get back in here! Now!
But the intake muffles, sir!
Now, Brogan! We're sealing the tank!
Lieutenant, what if Brogan has been contaminated?
Close the hatch!
No!
That's enough! Alert our defensive screen that we're pulling out!
Escort responding, sir. They will maintain flanking positions.
Cousin!
He's in! Closing hatch now! Brogan, get those overalls off and wash yourself down. Venetek, take an internal auger reading. Mortalus, engage primary filtration system.
The reading shows our air is clean.
Did you hear that? No contamination! Now look to your duties!
Praise be to the Emperor.
Engine Seer, I want us underway now!
The situation has not changed, Lieutenant. The fuel intermix to the reactor is unbalanced. The Messiah defend that.
Noted! Driver, get us out of here!
Sir, we need you.
What is it, Gunner?
We have a problem.
My spirit falls. My body desecrated. Oh, sons of Cadia, protect me.
Tarawat, what's wrong?
Here, under the lieutenant, the hole in the tank's bow, caused by the last beam attack. I'm trying to cover it, but...
Mortalus, see to it.
I cannot leave my station. I must maintain prayers to the machine spirit, lest the blessed reactor spike and overheat.
Damn it! Comms, take another internal reading!
Acknowledged!
Where's the patch kit? It should be in this emergency locker.
True. We used it for the external fix.
Sir, there's plating up here in the command deck spares locker with the pneumatic hammer.
Get them down here, Brogan. Tarawat, keep that hole sealed as best you can. Vanacek, is the air still clean?
Yes, sir. But the external gas concentration is rising rapidly. Whatever you're going to do, I recommend do it fast.
Here are the plates and pneumat, sir.
Tarawat, try to edge over and give me some space. Empress Throne, Brand!
Sorry, Lieutenant. The engines keep surging, so steering's all over the place.
The pneumat's primed. Here's the plate. I'll slide it over as you take the cloth away, and then I'll rivet it. On three. One. Two.
All praise the machine. The machine is all.
Three! Get some axle grease around the edges. If it bubbles, add in a few more rivets.
Yes, honored lieutenant. Blessings of the Omnissiah be on this repair.
And I thought the singing was bad.
May your power supply be guarded against malfunction, as your soul is guarded from impurity. The machine god watches over you. Thou art the holiest weapon of war. Thy sacred duty will be fulfilled.
Venetek, what's our condition?
No contamination. External concentration of plague gas has peaked. Enemy force has halted and... Command reports the tank is reactivating, sir. They're recalling our defensive screen.
Acknowledged!
00110.
Engines here. Will we be able to fight when we get to Oxycale?
When? If. Despite my fervent pleas, the machine's the different.
Mortalus, what?
Our exhaust gases are not free dispersing. As I warned, the reactor is overheating and protective protocols engaging. Switching to batteries, Exeunt Electricium Secundarium.
Great. This is what happens when you anger the machine spirit prompt.
It's a machine! It's broken down! Hardly surprising given how hard we've ridden over the last few months.
Can you restart the reactor engines here?
Attempting coolant redirection to auxiliary bypass. Temperature falling in reactor core. This will be a temporary measure, Lieutenant.
The Titan is heading directly towards Oxycale. Orbital bombardment recommencing.
Acknowledged! Inform command of our situation, Venetek. Mordless!
Attempting emergency restart, isn't you? Glory be to the soul of the machine god, who I beseech to honor us with his immediate blessings and bypass thy damaged pathways.
I know you build machines on Paragon, Tarawat, but you're not Adeptus Mechanicus. You're a human, a tanker. You know how they really work.
You can deny it all you like, Cadian, but we both know the truth. The machine does not serve us. We serve the machine. So for once, do something useful with that overactive mouth of yours and pray with us.
Look, we are the ones who have
Shut up! Listen.
Not in the Emperor's name.
Venacek, what's going on?
Don't like the sound of this.
They're cultists.
Long-range augurs report nothing. Switching to local channels. We're surrounded!
Their drills will never cut a hole large enough to board us.
They don't have to. The second the hull's plating is compromised, plague gas will flood in.
Brogan, activate the guns! Mordless!
All hail the Omnisire! We give our thanks for hearing our prayers! Engaging drive chain. Let it be the motive units. Disengaging batteries and switching to charging circuits. Sit fluxes electrically.
Quickly, Brand!
We have mere minutes of power until the temperature reaches critical level again, Lieutenant. Titan's being cannot bear this suffering for long.
Then I shall pray to the Machine God in thanks for his generosity, and beg he grants us yet more. Brogan, keep the guns ready. Whoever, whatever they were, might be back.
Acknowledged.
Where's the Titan? I don't have it on my scope.
It is being slowed by orbital fire, sir, but is making progress. The remains of our armor is engaging theirs near the Citadel. It is quite a battle.
And we are not in it. What's the situation at Oxycale?
The withdrawal has begun, but the evacuation site is being attacked on two flanks. It is unlikely everyone will get out in time.
Damn it! Engines here! Can we go to 105% on the reactor?
It can barely make 50%, Lieutenant. And the core temperature is rising quickly. I implore you, we have to clear the baffles and exhausts.
Prond, turn 119 degrees tank front and run a true course over anything that gets in the way.
Gladly, sir.
Benetech, send me the latest data net package from command. I want to see where we're being deployed.
Sending now. Sir, if I may.
Go ahead, Aldo.
That was a typical heretic tactic. Skulking under our long-range augurs and trying to drill in. You don't usually hear them until it's too late. We won't have been the only targets.
I realize you Mordians have a lot of experience with these abominations. You don't need my permission to spread the word. Mordulus!
Reactor shut down. Unless the most sacred air intakes are cleansed and anointed with the glory of the Omnisire, we shall not move again.
And for that, we need to go outside.
Yes, we must.
Prond, Tarawat, head to the command deck.
On our way.
My spirit falls. I cannot breathe.
How long do we have, Venacek?
The remaining Paragonian super heavies and what's left of the Cadian forces are mounting an offensive on the Titan to allow the evacuation more time.
How long?
90 minutes before the last flight leaves Oxycale, at best.
They won't be able to stop the Titan. We're the only ones who can.
Except we can't do a damn thing because of this bloody machine.
How dare you?
Lon, save your anger for the enemy.
Apologies, Lieutenant.
There must be some way we can rejoin the battle.
Oh, believe me, Brogan, I share your frustration.
As does Titan's Bane. The baffles must be cleansed of their pestilence, the exhausts purged of their blight to prevent the reactor overheating. Even then, there is no telling if our revered cannon will fire without destroying us all.
We beg forgiveness for ignoring your warnings, venerated Engine Seer. Our human failings have brought us to this point.
Fighting non-stop to serve the Emperor and avenge our homeworld has brought us to this point, Paragonian. And I, for one, am proud of that.
Yes. On that we can agree.
What's the exterior contamination level, Venacek?
Lethal. In these conditions, a respirator would give protection for about 10 minutes before its cartridge became saturated. Probably less, if you were working in it.
That's irrelevant. We don't have an airlock. As soon as we open the hatch, the poisoned air comes in and we're all infected.
That is not an issue. There are enough respirators for the entire crew. The hatch could be opened long enough for egress, then the filtration system put into reverse to cleanse the secret interior. Omnis Sancta Omnia.
An inspired idea. But who goes out there? We cannot risk our most revered engine seer.
Quite right, Tarawat. Why don't you go instead?
Only if you join me, Pront.
With respect, sir. On a Mordian tank, there would be no such debate as this. The commander would order...
Cadians give a little more thought when sending men out to their deaths, Venicek.
I won't force any of my crew.
I'll go.
Time is not on our side, Pront. Our batteries are very limited. I did not mean to suggest...
I'll go.
Don't be ridiculous. You're not an adept.
I've watched Mordulus on his routine ministrations before battle. I can fix it.
Seldith, understand there is no way to accurately predict how long your respirator will protect you.
He can take spare cartridges, can't he?
Yes. Break out the stores, Kalo.
Emperor's name. We've two left.
We didn't have time to resupply. Give them to Seldith. We'll have to make do with the ones we've got. You'll have to work fast.
Oh, that I will, sir.
Very well. Everyone, onto the lower deck. I'll shut you in and operate the main hatch. On my command, get your respirators on. Only take the tools you need, lad. Attach them to your environmental suit's tool belt to keep your hands free. And take my bolt pistol.
Don't leave without me.
On that, you have my word. Here's your mask. May the Emperor protect you.
All crew, respirators on!
Many infiltration override. All praise are purifiers whose blessed filters vanquish contagion from the air we breathe.
Main hatch opening.
For Cadia, sir.
Broken is topside. Closing hatch now.
Filtration system to full reverse.
Venicek, get up here. Broken, what's your situation?
Heavy corrosion on the plate on the starboard side. If it's from the left, then...
Repeat that, Broken. You're breaking up.
And there's kind of bubbling on the structure.
Venicek, can you amplify the signal?
Trying, sir. But there's a lot of atmospheric interference.
Venicek, take a reading in here.
Our air is clean.
Caladrenum battery is rising, closing down on vital systems.
All crew, respirators off. Check the filter cartridges.
Thrawn, mine's nearly saturated. And that's in here. The concentration is far worse outside.
Same here. We'll barely have time to cycle the air when Seldith returns. Brogan, come in. Venicek, can you boost his transmission?
That's the best I can do, sir.
Brogan, have you cleared the baffles? Are you trying to re-enter? Brogan, acknowledge! Venicek, what's happening out there?
Short-range augers are inactive, sir. We're blind!
Sir, Promethean torches! They're cutting their way through the patch!
Activate the Sponson guns, Prond!
But sir, we might hit Broken!
It's too late for him! Open fire! Now!
Forgive me, cousin!
Forgive us both.
The weapons are depleting the batteries, Lieutenant. Power output insufficient for defensive armaments. Failure imminent.
Thrown! Cease firing!
O holiest machine, we implore thee, in our time of need, save us from our fall.
Get your respirators on and arm yourselves. We're not dying like animals trapped in a cage. Prepare to go topside and repel boarders!
Come, brother. Let us avenge your kin.
Let us avenge all of our fallen comrades.
Engines here. We cannot let this machine fall into the hands of the enemy, regardless of how damaged it may be.
Self-destruct sequence set at 90 seconds.
Confirmed. Arm yourself, Mordlitz. Venetek, open the hatch. I will exit out of the command cupola to give you cover.
May the Emperor protect us.
For the Emperor!
For the Emperor!
Open the hatches on three. One. Two.
Wait. Praise be to the Omnicide. All hail its holy power. Reactor initiating.
Broken. He must have cleared the baffles.
Lock the hatches. Everyone, move!
Power is available to the motive units. Deactivating self-destruct.
Machina spiritum vereri.
Driver, maximum velocity.
You don't need to tell me twice, Lieutenant.
Tarawat, see if we've been breached on the lower deck. Everybody, keep your respirators on. Venetek, I need a tactical update.
Data net packages have corrupted, but... Command reports Oxakale's evacuation landing zone is under heavy fire. So counterattack against the Titan has been unsuccessful. It's heading for the Citadel at full speed.
How many men are left there?
Thousands, sir.
They got through. There's a hole in the repair we made. Oh, don't just stand there, you idiot. Seal it.
Benedict.
Bogus calibrating. Initiating.
Well?
We have multiple breaches into the tank, fore and aft, both decks.
Mordlitz, find them.
Contamination at 500 parts per million.
Increase the filtration system to disperse it. Tie in all available power.
That will be ineffective unless all breaches are sealed. There are several ruptures in place we cannot access.
We need to get out of the gap. Venetek, plot a course out of it.
The coverage is considerable. It is dispersing, but even at top speed, we will not get out in time.
Sensitive external systems have been exposed to the poison. Multiple chemical reactions are underway.
It is eating away at our beloved machine. So that's it then. After all this, we're going to die.
Yes. Slowly and horribly, once the filters in our respirators become saturated, it'll turn our organs to pulp. We'll slowly drown in our own fluids.
But there has to be another solution. Engines here. The machine spirit favors us once more. Surely he can do something.
The Omnicide is mighty, and your faith as a true believer is a joy to behold, son of Paragon. Alas, Titan's Bane is as mortally wounded as we. The enemy sabotage has taken its toll.
Emperor, protect our unworthy souls.
How long do we have before we... before we cannot function?
At this concentration, 10 minutes. Best we put a last gun to our heads and end it now.
No. That is not the way history will remember Titan's Bane. Engine Seer, if the volcano cannon misfires, just how big an explosion will it be?
The combined effects of a fully charged refractor, reactor at maximum output, and engines detonating would be considerable.
Enough to obliterate a Titan if we got close enough?
Sir, that would be suicide.
Paragonians do not agree with suicide either, Venetek. As our doom is certain, I, for one, choose not to die slowly from the inside.
Don't think of it as suicide. Regard it as an opportunity for glory and retribution.
Yes. Revenge at last.
If that Titan makes it to Oxakale, it'll devastate every last living thing. And there's a lot of Cadians there.
And Mordians.
You've still got your homeworld, Elder. We Cadians are an endangered species.
Exactly. We weren't able to fight for our homeworld when they needed us. But think of this. One extra tank would likely not have made any difference then. Right now, we can buy thousands of lives, Cadian, Paragonian, Mordian, with our four.
Your calculation is in error. You mean five.
Why sacrifice yourself, Mordlitz? Your augmetics can be repaired. You might reach Oxakale
if... You are mistaken on three counts. First, My organic tissues will be just as affected as yours by the plague gas. They cannot be so easily replaced. Second, I will not abandon my sacred duty to the machine spirit of Titan's Bane. And third, I am every bit a part of this crew as you are.
All praise the Adeptus Mechanicus!
So my question stands, Mordalith. Would we be able to stop the Titan?
There is a high probability we would succeed.
Very well. Vanacek, plot a course to the enemy Titan. Designate target Alpha One.
My spirit soars. Vengeance is ours. Omnisire be praised.
The sun is rising, sir.
Good. Let them see us coming.
Target Alpha One has detected us. Its raging augurs are active.
Mordalith, how close do we need to be to ensure we kill it?
No further than 200 yards.
Target Alpha One is changing to an intercept course. Weapons are being readied.
It'll hit us long before we can get within range.
Sir, I can see a lot of battle debris to port. Those destroyed tanks could offer us some cover.
How?
If I hit them at full speed, I might be able to partially bury beneath them. That should give us time to cycle the refractor.
Yes, and you may blow us up during the process.
Prom's done this before, Lon. Trust him.
They won't have to sacrifice time ranging if it comes to us. Target Alfred's charging weapons.
Driver, 10 degrees tank front. Evasive pattern to debris field.
Acknowledged.
Target Alpha One is firing.
Mordalith, can we go to 105% on the reactor?
Given our situation, I can disengage the venerated safety guard without angering the machine spirit. Tactical cogitators failed. Main logic engine is at risk of imminent shutdown.
Offer a prayer from us all, Mordalith. We must get closer.
Target Alpha One is firing!
Oh, Lord of Mars and host of machine spirits, your unworthy servants call on you for your blessings. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the true and only one. Sustain this most holy of tanks, Titan's Bane. Let it be purged by performing its sacred function.
Approaching debris field.
Vanacek, I am detecting an overload at your station.
Vanacek, report! Vanacek's gone.
We commend our brother to the Emperor's mercy.
Halo, my scope's dead.
No matter, sir. I can see where I need to go. Get ready for impact.
All crew, brace! I can't see out of my observation window. Are we covered?
No view out of mine either.
Kill the engines! To the Emperor, we've got enough time. Mordalith, can we fire?
Orders on this machina. He is dying, but yes, we can fire.
I've taken Venicek's position.
Disengaging motive force from the venerated reactor coupling. Switching to beta setting. 20 seconds to full capacitor charge. All praise the holy power from the blessed dynamo.
Titan's closing in.
10 seconds to full capacitor charge. Orders on this machina.
Primary firing circuits are fried. Switching to secondary.
Thrown! I can see daylight. A cover's been destroyed. Bron, try the remote guns.
Nothing, sir. Terra, what are the words to have down song again?
So steady on the ramparts, man.
Capacitors fully charged. All praise the sacred conduits. Extraction unit shows ready. Commencing power transfer.
Spread fire banners high.
Last beam direct hit to the engines.
Weep not for those who fall today.
Power transfer successful. Refraction unit fully charged. Glory be to the Omnisire.
Final safety's off.
For we shall never die.
Lyra Dick penetrated. Almighty machine god, I beg you deliver this humble servant to your side.
Mordalith!
I am still functional, Lieutenant.
Tarawat, the weapon is released to your control.
Ready to fire. Unleash the Emperor's wrath, brother! Volcania!
The volcano cannon has failed. Cascade detonation in progress.
day on the ramparts, lads. And fly our banners high. Weep not for those who fall today. For we will never.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.